hydromorphone would likely not have been supplied if the manufacturers knew the purpose they would be used for, according to a lawsuit filed this Tuesday in federal court in Houston. Texas prison officials declined to comment on the allegations made in the lawsuit. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments. Western Stone Company takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, as is customarily the case on Friday, is Andrew Skousen, to bring us up to date with what his dad, Joel Skousen, thinks, and of course it comes from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Pleasure to be with you, as always.
And of course, you're going to be talking about the government shutdown, so you pick up the story.
Yes, I certainly will. Well, the members of Congress managed to thwart a budget increase this week, even as the federal behemoth complained at having to be, quote-unquote, shut down. Not having the debt ceiling increased is a good thing, since it has the effect of a balanced budget mandate and forces the government to live within its means. It's not really a total shutdown, but Democrats are out to make the most of this and place blame on Republicans, especially those who worked to defund Obamacare. This week, we get the chance to see just what happens when the government has to choose what will get shut down and what will continue to get money. Joel says, "I have to admit that some of the spending choices are logical, but others are purely political, like continuing funding for sacred cows, like the employee funds needed to roll out Obamacare, and pulling funding from other areas just to penalize the public, like shutting down national monuments and parks that have little impact on the budget since they have no public employees present or are funded by user fees. The underlying purpose of these unnecessary shutdowns is to irritate the public into goading Republicans into funding more debt, including Obamacare." The government, to its credit, is keeping the parts of government open that preserve public safety. The FAA's air traffic control system is still functioning, though the National Transportation Safety Board is mostly shut down and accidents will not be investigated. The National Weather Service will continue to provide weather forecasts because this is essential to aviation and maritime safety. The TSA cut personnel at the start of the sequester, so much so that travelers are already experiencing huge delays in getting through security at airports. That's probably the only reason they aren't cutting more staff now, but that may change as Obama tightens the screws on the public later on. The Department of Veteran Affairs and Social Security Administration are still functioning because they are funded by long-term or mandatory appropriations. although the VA is threatening to cut payment to the disabled if the shutdown lasts more than 2 to 3 weeks. The Postal Service is also mostly self-funded and will continue normal operations. Military troops will continue to be paid. Meat, poultry, and grain inspections will continue. The U.S. Department of State will continue to process visa and passport applications using funds from thieves. As you can see, this isn't a total government shutdown. Shame on the media for exacerbating the situation by use of this pejorative. The effect on the economy during this shutdown is significant, only because a significant portion of our economy, especially the military-industrial complex, is dependent upon government spending. Wikipedia notes this, quote, Moody's Analytics estimated that a shutdown of 3 to 4 weeks would cost the economy about $55 billion. Lost wages of federal employees will amount to about $1 billion a week. Joel inserts, if the government were living within its means, this would be a net savings to the economy. Continue the quote. Goldman Sachs estimates that a 3-week shutdown would reduce the gross domestic product of the United States by 0.9%. According to the Los Angeles Times, a 2-week shutdown would reduce GDP growth in the fourth quarter by 0.3 to 0.4 percentage points. By comparison, the GDP has grown by less than 2% in 2013. Joel says, which is actually a negative growth, given that the real rate of inflation is 6 to 8%. Continuing the quote, local communities across the country are seeing a significant economic impact, particularly those communities that are heavily dependent on the federal government. For instance, during the month of October, tourists spend about $2.7 million a day at the Grand Canyon National Park and other national parks in Arizona. Joel inserts, whose shutdown is unnecessary. Continue the quote. Several owners of tourist-oriented businesses located near national parks told NBC News that they were experiencing cancellations and declines in traffic that threatened their livelihoods. Defense contractors and some manufacturers working for have seen disruptions as the shutdown has prevented these companies from delivering goods and receiving payments from work already done. United Technologies announced that if the shutdown is not resolved by October 7th, it will furlough 2,000 employees at a subsidiary, Sikorsky Aircraft. Another 2,000 United Technologies employees will be furloughed if the shutdown lasts beyond October 14th, and an additional 1,000 if the shutdown lasts into November. Another United Technologies subsidiary, Pratt & Whitney, a manufacturer of aircraft engines, is also affected. The Sikorsky and Pratt & Whitney factories require civilian employees from the Defense Contract Management Agency to approve their products before they can be delivered to the government. These Defense Department employees have been furloughed. End quote. The District of Columbia, a federal entity, is threatening to cut off approximately 700,000 jobs, but that's mostly a sign of how bloated employment is in D.C., where it has become a form of government welfare. A bill was recently introduced by Republican Daryl Issa of California and passed by the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that allows the district to spend its own local revenues in the case where federal payments may lapse or be reduced. This is aimed at denying D.C. the excuse to perform a total shutdown. The following are some examples now of politically motivated shutdowns that are meant to exacerbate public opinion and that do nothing to save the government money. The American Battle Monuments Commission is shutting down all 24 cemeteries on foreign soil for American servicemen killed overseas, as well as 26 monuments to American servicemen here in America. Almost none of these are staffed. All the Washington monuments and memorials were shut down on Monday as well, including those which are not staffed and which cost the government nothing to keep open. Veterans who flew into Washington during the weekend specifically to see their favorite war memorial were outraged to see yellow "Do Not Cross" police tape strung across the entrances. One brave vet broke the tape and strode inside as the other hundreds followed. It was an act of civil disobedience to government idiocy and prejudice. The Forest Service campgrounds will be closed, even though they are based on user fees, which pay for their minimal staffing. They will close camps that have no staffs as well, which is unnecessary. Air Force fighter squadrons have been grounded because civilian Defense Department employees have furloughed. The Air Force has contracted out much of fighter squadron maintenance, which shouldn't be happening. The library at the United States Air Force Academy has been closed. The libraries at the state's military academy are open, but students cannot check out books there. This is unnecessary and doesn't affect the main budget at all. The Department of Homeland Security shut down the E-Verify system, which enables employers
to
check whether people they hire.
Right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this morning, Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and you have to understand this is all play acting. The government should be able to live within its amount of money it's taking in. It's taking in, $2.5 trillion, something like that. It's spending $3.5 trillion. The deficit this year is said to be about $670 billion. But we've actually accumulated $6 trillion in debt in 5 years. $6 trillion in debt in 5 years. Initially, it took us 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt. We're accumulating over $1 trillion in debt every year at the present time. But what you're seeing is that the Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B, the Republicans are pretending that they want to really cut government spending, and yet they're going right along with the military and all of the massive expenditures we're putting out, probably close to $1 trillion, if all the truth be known, for our military. To bring about a global government, the Republicans aren't simply cutting back on this effort for foreign aid, for massive expenditures, for military that we don't need. We spend more money on our military than the next 10 nations of the world put together. And is anybody talking about cutting back on that? No. We're going to cut down the national parks that actually pay for themselves with user fees. It's all play acting, ladies and gentlemen. With the curtains up, the play is on. Watch it unfold. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. A perfect example of this is that the Department of Homeland Security has shut down the E-Verify system, which enables employers to check whether the people they hire are eligible to work in the United States. A number of states require employers to use E-Verify for all new employees, and these companies would be unable to comply. This shutdown is unnecessary as it is computerized. It may get out of date a bit as time goes on, but it can still be used. The Bureau of Land Management is going to stop processing new permits for oil gas exploration, which brings in a net gain for the public treasury. This is a purely politically motivated move, which is meant to please the environmental lobby. The nation's immigration courts have furloughed about 70% of their employees, including judges. The only cases that will be heard involve individuals who have already been detained. Since the courts were severely backlogged before the shutdown, those whose hearings were delayed might have to wait a year or more for another opportunity. Joel says, this is on my bad list of shutdowns because the Obama administration always looks for any excuse to delay deportations in order to pressure Congress to give in to amnesty. On the other hand, there are good things happening because of the shutdown, most notably the near shutdown of many governmental agencies never authorized by the Constitution. These include the U.S. Department of Education, which is going to furlough 94% of its employees, the Commerce Department, which will furlough 86% of its employees, the U.S. Department of Energy will furlough 69% of its employees, the Head Start preschool program is going to cut in half the grants and funding they plan to award. Preschool is hardly an essential government service and totally unconstitutional. Domestic military commissaries are closed. It is an inconvenience to servicemen, but they have access to shopping in town. Commissaries run a deficit in order to provide the military deeply discounted food and household items. Lastly, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention will furlough 68% of its employees and will not be able to push flu shots and vaccines. Approximately 45% of the Food and Drug Administration's 14,780 employees will be furloughed, but not inspectors. The non-essential FDA service includes work done in collusion with major drug and big agricultural firms, which is not a loss to the public. The EPA, one of the most politically charged and evil of government agencies, because it pursues a radical environmental agenda far beyond the proper mandate to protect the environment from real threats, will furlough over 93% of its 16,205 employees. The downside is that this will hamper people caught in the trap of having to gain EPA approval for many things. OSHA will stop all workplace safety inspections that do not involve immediate danger or death. Investigations into wage theft and employment discrimination will stop. The Labor Department will continue to pay unemployment insurance and workers' compensation claims, naturally. The Bureau of Labor Statistics will stop conducting research on employment and the economy, manipulated as they are to downplay both inflation and the unemployment. The Federal Housing Administration will furlough 96% of its staff, but continue to process applications for new home loans, Joel comments, which is the unconstitutional part. Intelligence agencies will continue to operate, since it is all mostly computerized, but 70% of the civilian workforce will be furloughed. CIA will lay off approximately 12,500 employees. The NSA claims it will lay off some 960 PhDs, over 4,000 computer scientists, and over 1,000 mathematicians. But nobody can trust what the NSA says, since everything they do is classified and not verifiable. The IRS will suspend audits of taxpayers during the shutdown. However, IRS criminal investigations will continue. 90% of IRS employees will be furloughed, and hopefully the backlog in audits will give some relief to people being harassed by the IRS. NASA will furlough 98% of its staff, leaving fewer than 600 out of more than 18,000 employees on the job. Joel says, I consider NASA a truly superfluous expenditure of taxpayer funds. President Obama curtailed a small portion of his planned trip to Asia, canceling stops in Malaysia and the Philippines. The Philippines, which needs U.S. help to counter Chinese aggression, has been getting the short end of the stick of late. These trips are a huge drain on the public budget, costing hundreds of millions of dollars. This same kind of a lady travels as well. But the biggest outrage should come from what is not being cut, foreign aid. If anything should be cut, it is the international welfare scheme of foreign aid. But even as Americans suffer, billions keep flowing to Egypt, Pakistan, Israel, and hundreds of countries in Africa and South America. The continual media blame game aimed at Republicans and obscuring the culpability of the White House is working. This is according to a CBS poll. Quote, fully 72% of Americans disapprove of shutting down the federal government over differences on the Affordable Care Act. Just 25% approve of this action. Republicans are divided. 48% approve, while 49% disapprove. Most Tea Party supporters approve of the government shutdown. 57% of them do. Disapproval of the shutdown is high among Democrats and independents. This CBS News poll was conducted after the partial government shutdown began on October 1st. Who's to blame? Republicans in Congress receive more of the blame for the shutdown. 44% of Americans blame them, while 35% put more blame on President Obama and the Democrats in Congress. These views are virtually the same as they were last week before the shutdown, when Americans were asked who they would blame if a shutdown occurred. End of the CBS quote. Here are some typical headlines by the media which reinforce all of this Republican blaming. From Bloomberg, Obama says Boehner must end party farce causing shutdown. And this from the LA Times, Obama blames Boehner for reckless Republican shutdown. Phil says, I'm for continuing the forced reduction in government spending permanently. As you can see, it isn't really shut down and doesn't need to be. The government has enough funds to continue essential services. Still, even more cuts have to be made to make permanent these reductions, but it's a start. Above all, it should make people realize just how much government cannot and should not afford in a balanced budget situation. But in the end, I think the Republican leadership will give in and give up the fight against Obamacare funding. So far, House Speaker John Boehner is holding out, but it's only been 3 days. That's the end of that story. Well, as part of this discussion about federal overreach and poor cost usage, the next story is Obamacare exchanges are opening their doors. As expected, the government partial shutdown did not include slowing down the opening of the new healthcare exchanges, which are beset by scores of problems. Besides computer glitches, wild price quotes, and lots of confusion about what is being offered, the official healthcare.gov Facebook page was clobbered with complaints. This is reported by Kit Daniels of Infowars.com. Quote, I am so disappointed, LS said in her comment with the most upvotes. These prices are outrageous, and there are huge deductibles. No one can afford this, another commenter felt the same way. I am a single mother of two, in school and working full-time, living 75% below the poverty level, and I do not qualify for a health care subsidy, SGA added in another popular comment. Are you blank-blank kidding me? Where the blank am I supposed to get $3,000 more a year to pay for this bronze, the lowest cost, health insurance plan? Another said, I do not even want insurance to begin with. This is frightening. End of the quote. One person applied and then tried to get to back out when he saw the high prices and was threatened via email with huge penalties. He discovered that contrary to prior assurances, the threats of penalties for declining insurance coverage are much worse than we are told. This reported by Paul Joseph Watson, quote, a man who attempted to sign up for Obamacare online was told that a fine of over $4,000 a year for refusing to take out mandatory health insurance would be taken directly from his bank account, and that his driver's license would be suspended and a federal tax lien placed against his home if he didn't pay. If true, the implementation of Obamacare is going to be a whole lot more draconian than Americans have been led to believe. Will Sheehan claims that when he tried to sign up for Obamacare and then registered to opt out, he received an ominous warning. Sheehan's full Facebook post reads, quote, I have a pre-existing condition, type 1 diabetes, and my income base was $45,000 to $55,000 annually. I chose Tier 2 Silver Plan, and my monthly premiums came out $597 with a almost $14,000 yearly deductible. There is no possible way that I can afford this, so I opted out and chose to continue along with no insurance. I received an email later tonight at 5 p.m. informing me that my fine would be $4,037 and could be attached to my yearly income tax return. When you make it to the repercussions portion for non-payment of yearly fine, you'll see that first your driver's license will be suspended until paid, and if you go 24 consecutive months with non-payment and you happen to be a homeowner, you will have a federal tax lien placed on your home. You can agree to give your bank information so that they can easily automatically withdraw your penalties weekly, biweekly, or monthly. This by no means is free or even affordable. Sheehan went on to point out that the site makes you input all your personal information before giving you an indication of the cost, meaning a database of the uninsured is being built. He added that he could not afford to pay the premium, So that would have to break the law and pay the fine, leaving him with no health care coverage. The federal government has consistently denied that any fines pertaining to Obamacare noncompliance could be seized from bank accounts. Quote, there's no criminal sanctions for not paying this, and there's no ability to levy a bank account or do seizures, end quote. Then IRS Commissioner Douglas Shulman said in April 2010. In addition, Americans who refuse to pay for mandatory health insurance, quote, shall not be subject to any criminal prosecution, end quote, according to the law itself. Section 1501 G2 of the Affordable Care Act also states that the IRS cannot, quote, file notice of lien with respect to any property of a taxpayer by reason of any failure to pay the penalty imposed by this section, end quote. End of the InfoWars quote. That's the way Obamacare was sold to the public, low cost and no penalties. And as we are seeing, it was all a lie. But once passed, the powers that be will never allow this law to be repealed. Well, let's turn to another story. The armed services have turned hostile to Christians opposed to gays. I suppose I should insert a comment here about the previous stories. Part of the reason they are saying that the exchanges are not shut down is that they're supposedly run by the U.S. states rather than the federal government. But most of the funds for starting up these exchanges came from the federal government itself and have not been cut off as part of this shutdown. Not to mention all of the maintenance for the federal website that goes into it and all of the publicity campaigns that are going on all across the U.S. where people are invited to big town hall type meetings and given propaganda leaflets that are all printed by the federal government about how Obamacare quote unquote worked. And all of these
hold
things
that thought,
be
Andrew.
Shut down by
hold
this.
The thought. We'll be back in a moment. We should start referring to the Affordable Health Care Act as the Unaffordable Health Care Act. Start using the term Unaffordable Health Care Act. Unaffordable Health Care Act. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the Internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. And before we go on, Andrew, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and get your dad's book about preparedness?
Yes.
Because I believe we're moving into a very, very difficult time. The book, Strategic Relocation, the Secure Home, and Building a Secure Room. You tell our listeners how to get to World Affairs Brief, subscribe, and how to get your dad's books.
Thank you very much. The best way to start is to go to worldaffairsbrief.com. That's our main website, worldaffairsbrief.com, with an S on affairs. That's all one word, and that is an easy place to sign up for the World Affairs Brief. Also go to this website because we are continually posting new news stories up there that we find helpful. They can also find a link there on that webpage to joelskousen.com, our other website, which has a description and ways of buying all of Joel's materials. The most popular selling book is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. And that's because that book lists all of the threats that we foresee coming and then goes through analyzing how they will affect all the parts of the U.S. and to a lesser extent the rest of the world, but concentrated on North America, teaching people where to relocate to for better security from the threats coming. Once people have a secure location, they'll probably want to get one of our other two books, The Secure Home, which is a 700-page book and details. It's basically an encyclopedia of all Skousen knowledge about preparedness, and it has how to secure your house and property, as well as information about all the different alternative energy techniques that we think are worth implementing. For people that want to do something on a smaller scale, they should get the smaller and cheaper book, The High Security Shelter, which is how to implement a high security safe room in your home. Basically, you can set apart a room in your basement, and there are complete plans about how to build a secure structure that will provide EMP as well as fallout protection for you and your family and some of your supplies and some basic, there are also plans for some basic alternate energy systems to incorporate into this basic structure. So there are a lot of options out there to help people get prepared, and we really encourage people to start acting now, even though we still think the really hard times are 8 to 10 years away. There's no time like the present to really prepare. The 7 years of famine before the 7 years of plenty before the 7 years of famine is kind of right now, and it's time to get started on things. So
if you'd like to get
that's
the book,
where we are, but the books
calling
are also available from you at Radio Liberty.
And you can get the books by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, start making your preparations because very difficult times lie ahead. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the next story is about how the armed services are turning actively hostile to Christians who are opposed to gays. Airmen say the Air Force in particular is working hard to punish evangelical Christians. Here's a story from Fox News as reported by Todd Starnes. Quote, evangelical Christian airmen at Lackland Air Force Base are facing severe threats and retribution for their religious beliefs, and some personnel have been ordered to publicly express their opposition on gay marriage. Quote, "There is an atmosphere of intimidation at Lackland Air Force Base," says Steve Branson, the pastor of Village Parkway Baptist Church in San Antonio. "Gay commanders and officers are pushing their agenda on the airmen. There is a culture of fear in the military, and it's gone to a new level with the recent issue of homosexuality." Branson tells me at least 80 airmen attended a private meeting at the church where he heard them voice their concerns about religious hostilities at the Air Force Base. It was a standing room only crowd. "The religious persecution is happening," the pastor said. "It's getting bigger every day. Gay and lesbian airmen can talk about their lifestyle, but the rest have to stay completely quiet about what they believe." One airman was told that even thinking that homosexuality is a sin is discriminatory. Joel says, "I've long said that conservatives never should have yielded the right to discriminate in the battle for racial civil rights. Even though we may decry racial discrimination in private, we must tolerate it as an essential personal freedom, just as we tolerate speech we disagree with. The right to make exclusionary and discriminatory judgments is just as sacred as the right to free speech. Lose one right to discriminate, and before long you can't object to doing business or renting to anyone who the majority demands that you deal with." Continuing the Fox News quote. Among those at the church meeting was Senior Master Sergeant Philip Monk. The 19-year veteran was punished after he refused to tell his lesbian commander his position on gay marriage. Joel inserts, "knowing that it would lead to charges of discrimination." Continuing the quote, "Monk disagreed with his commander when she wanted to severely reprimand a new instructor who had expressed religious objections to homosexuality. The senior master sergeant was relieved of his duties after he refused her order to disclose his personal opinion about gay marriage. Monk, who had a spotless record, filed a religious discrimination complaint against the Air Force. When he showed up for a meeting about the complaint, he was accused of giving false statements and was subsequently read his Miranda rights. Monk is now facing a possible court-martial. So far, Monk is the only airman willing to go on the record. Others are terrified that they will face similar repercussions, but that's not stopping them from speaking off the record. Quote, "all the guys who are active say they want to speak, but are still afraid because they see what happened to Philip," end quote, the pastor told me. "Guys who are good men are afraid to do anything because it will hurt them or cost them their career." General Jerry Boykin, retired, told me he's not surprised to hear about the assault on religious liberty within the armed forces. "It reinforces what we've been saying," Boykin told me. "There is an orchestrated attack on Christians in the military, and at this stage, the Air Force is the worst." Pastor Branson told me he fears there may soon be a mass exodus of Christians from the military. End quote. Joel says, "I hope there is. Like public schooling, Christians need to quit trying to reform it and get out while they can." Well, moving on to the next story here, which is about assessing China's long-term threat. Every week, new information surfaces about China's massive military buildup program. This week, Wired.com wrote about China's new fleet of small, triple-hull, low-radar profile attack vessels that are designed to act in swarms against larger naval foes. The U.S. has been working on a small, fast warship, too, and it has been going on much longer, but there is much less to show for it. Here's the quote from Wired. "In just 7 years, the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy has built 83 of the 400-ton type 022s at an estimated cost of $40 million per ship, and production continues at a high rate in several shipyards. The U.S. Navy, by comparison, has finished just two LCS, littoral combat ships, in the same span of time, each at a cost of more than $600 million.
Hold that thought, Andrew. We'll be back in a moment here at the American Kingdom.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs: long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen. Last session. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we're talking about some of the arms buildup going on in China right now. One of the stories in Wired.com tells about this new small, low-radar profile boat that the Chinese are building in massive quantities. In the last 7 years, they've already built 83 of them. This is the same kind of design that the U.S. was working hard on for a long time, at least to design it, as is typical of the Chinese. A lot of their designs seem to look very similar to previous American plans. The original American plan was to come up with a smaller coastal ship that would protect sort of coastline area as well. And it seems like China has decided that this is a good strategy for them, not only for controlling large swaths of ocean territory with small islands and things where they need to spread out well, but also because it is it could be an effective force against even large military ships. While bigger U.S. ships might outgun even half of the Chinese vessels, an 80-2 advantage in quantity could certainly take its toll. As Wired said in another article, the Chinese weapons strategy focuses on numbers. They said, quote, Beijing has a brutally simple, if risky, plan to compensate for its relative weakness. Buy missiles. And buy more of them. All kinds of missiles. Short-range and long-range, land-based, air-launched and sea-launched, ballistic and cruise, both guided and quote-unquote dumb, end quote. Joel says, fortunately, not a few in the private military sector are taking a good hard look at the future Chinese nuclear threat and even starting to watch for World War III. BreakingDefense.com posted an article this week that jumped right into the whole topic. Here are excerpts with Joel's comments and corrections. Quote, because China believes it is much weaker than the United States, they are more likely to launch a massive preemptive strike in a crisis. Joel says, it has nothing to do with weakness, which China clearly is intent on overcoming. It has everything to do with the strategy of deception and surprise attack. Continue with the quote. Here's the other bad news. The current U.S. concept for high-tech warfare, known as air-sea battle, might escalate the conflict even further towards a limited nuclear war, says one of the top American experts on the Chinese military. Joel says, the escalation will happen very fast once it starts. If I'm right about North Korea being preserved by the West from a regime change to serve as the trigger for World War III, in any initial attack on South Korea by the North, the U.S. will be quote-unquote forced to use tactical nuclear weapons to stop North Korea's overwhelming forces in the peninsula. This will in turn allow China to initiate their preemptive strike on America, blaming the USA for first use. Continuing with the BreakingFence.com article, China analyst Larry Wortzel said at the Institute of World Politics, "The People's Liberation Army still sees themselves as an inferior force to the American military, and that's who they think their most likely enemy is. That's fine as long as it deters China from attacking its neighbors, but if deterrence fails, the Chinese are likely to go big or go home." Joel inserts, "Go home is not an option for the Chinese." Continue with the quote. What they do is very heavily built on preemption, Wortzel says. Wortzel argued that China is dependent on those ballistic missiles and anti-ship missiles and satellite links, he said. Since those are almost all land-based, any attack on them involves striking the Chinese mainland, which is pretty escalatory. Joel says, Wortzel is too hung up on the concept of escalation, thinking that the war will rise gradually in intensity, as past world wars, from one strike to another. But he's wrong. He fails to understand that both the Russians and Chinese intend to perform a huge first strike so as to eliminate most retaliation. Continuing with the defense article. You don't know how they're going to react, he said. They do have nuclear missiles. They actually think we're more allergic to nuclear missiles landing on our soil than they are on their soil. They think they can withstand a limited nuclear attack or even a big nuclear attack and retaliate. Joel says, and they can, because they are preparing huge underground shelters. In the U.S., only our leaders are preparing huge shelters. They want us vulnerable so they can come out of our bunkers, so they can come out of their bunkers and talk us into joining a militarized New World Order to continue the war. Continuing the quote. So how would China's preemptive attack unfold? First would come weeks of escalating rhetoric and cyber attacks. There's no evidence that Chinese favor a bolt out of the blue without giving the adversary what they believe is a chance to back down. Joel says, this is frankly very naive and based on wishful thinking. The Chinese, however, are ruthless in their strategic thinking. Continue with the article. When the blow does fall, the experts believe it would be sudden. Joel says, they're saying after a period of escalation. Stuxnet-style viruses, electronic jamming, and Israeli-designed Harpy radar-seeking cruise missiles, similar to the American HARM, but slower and longer-ranged, would try to blind every land-based and shipborne radar. Long-range anti-aircraft missiles, like the Russian-built S-300, would go for every plane currently in the air within 125 miles of China's coast, a radius that includes all of Taiwan and some of Japan. Salvos of ballistic missiles would strike every airfield within 1,250 miles. That's enough range to hit the four U.S. air bases in Japan and South Korea, which are, after all, static targets you can look up on Google Maps. To destroy aircraft on the ground, crater the runways, and scatter the airfield with unexploded cluster bomblets to defeat repair attempts. Long-range cruise missiles launch from shore, ships, and submarines, then go after naval vessels. And if the Chinese get really good and really lucky, they might get a solid enough fix on a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier to lob a precision-guided ballistic missile at it. End quote. Joel says, it's obvious here that by quote-unquote sudden, they don't mean a full-on nuclear strike, but a multifaceted strike using all forms of military power, cruise missiles, anti-ship missiles, bombers, fighters, naval power, and a mix of electronic jamming warfare and cyber attacks. That's true, but what they are missing is the big threat of hundreds of ballistic missiles type of our military in the first strike. Then you talk about blind. If you had all these weapons at your disposal, would you use those that barely can go head-to-head with American military technology, or would you use the launch button to wipe out most of those weapons in one strike? U.S. military planners have been propagandized for so long about the deterrence factor of, quote, mutually assured destruction, end quote, that they no longer believe anyone is going to pull the nuclear trigger.
We're out of time, Andrew, but I shared your concern and Joel's concern. Terrible things lie ahead. God bless. Talk to you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoy our conversations with Andrew Skousen, but certainly Joel is warning, as I am, that terrible things lie ahead. Why? Because God brings judgment on nations that turn against Him, and America is turned against God. Certainly they're discriminated against people in the Air Force because they're Christians and because they object to homosexuality. When a nation embraces sodomy and promotes people because they are homosexuals and degrades people because they're Christians, we're in real trouble. This is happening in the military, and certainly it's going to demoralize our military as the danger of war increases rapidly. Well, if you haven't heard our 4-CD set or our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, you need to get them. Certainly, you need to hear read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day trying to get people concerned, trying at least to get them prepared. We're not going to change the course of the way things are going, because I fear God is going to bring judgment on this nation because America has turned its back on God. But those people who are true to God and true to our Lord, at least I want them prepared, and hopefully many of them will survive the difficult times that lie ahead. Certainly, we hope that you will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, watch the DVDs posted there, read our newsletters, especially the new ones put out by William Grigg, who's doing an excellent job. You can listen to our radio programs there, 4 hours a day on the Internet. Those are live programs. All the other programs are archived. And then encourage others to listen. What we do is we sell ideas. If you're in a position to help us financially, we can certainly use the help. Try to maintain our network of stations all across America. And we do have a good listening audience in those areas where we do have stations, both afternoon and evening programs. Of course, we love our audience there in Colorado and get great support from them. But if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers that they may certainly warn the people and get them prepared for the very difficult times that lie ahead. But we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival